Your body is literally built to move, yet modern life has you functioning at a fraction of your potential. Think about it. When was the last time you sat cross-legged on the floor or squatted comfortably? These fundamental human positions have largely vanished from Western life, with devastating consequences for our health and longevity. Physical therapists Kelly and Juliet Starrett discovered this truth dramatically during the 2000 World Rafting Championships in Chile. When Kelly's team flipped their raft in dangerous rapids due to poor preparation, they were rescued by Juliet's better-prepared women's team, a powerful lesson that you can't bypass the basics, whether in rafting or maintaining your body. Through decades working with Olympic athletes, military personnel, and everyday people suffering from pain, the Starretts uncovered something remarkable. The key to resolving chronic pain, improving energy, and extending healthy lifespan isn't found in complex workout regimens or expensive supplements. It's in reclaiming the fundamental movement patterns we've abandoned. What if we measured health not just by vital signs like blood pressure, but by how well we move? The Starretts 10 movement vital signs reveal whether we're truly living, not merely surviving. These vital signs address fundamental movement patterns supporting all physical activities, from elite sports to aging well. The approach is straightforward. 10 tests plus 10 physical practices equals 10 ways to improve how your body functions. What's revolutionary is how this bridges specialized fitness and everyday movement. Even elite athletes are limited by poor movement patterns, while mobility practices benefiting Olympians prove equally valuable for office workers with back pain. This isn't about compensating for sedentary living with intense workouts. It's about restoring basic movement health that supports everything else. Children naturally move with perfect form until modern life trains it out of them. These vital signs help us reclaim our birthright of fluid, pain-free movement. When was the last time you sat on the floor? This question highlights a significant disconnect in modern Western culture. While we've largely abandoned floor sitting, many non-Western cultures maintain this practice throughout life, experiencing 80-90% less arthritic hip pain in old age. The sit and rise test, sitting cross-legged and standing without using hands, strongly predicts longevity. Our bodies evolved with regular ground contact, sitting, sleeping, and toileting on the earth. Abandoning floor sitting costs us crucial hip mobility and creates compensatory patterns that cause pain. Chair sitting forces unnatural positions where femurs remain fixed without proper pelvic stability. Our weight rests incorrectly on hamstrings and femurs instead of the ischial tuberosities, sit bones, disrupting the stability relationship between pelvis and femurs. The solution isn't eliminating chairs, but incorporating more floor time, just 30 cumulative minutes daily in positions like cross-legged, 90-90, long sitting, and one leg up can restore natural hip function. How you breathe directly impacts your movement quality, injury risk, and chronic pain. Good breathing involves three key components: breathing spaciously, engaging the diaphragm to expand the belly, ribs, and chest, breathing slowly through the nose, and maximizing CO2 tolerance. Nose breathing delivers more oxygen to cells than mouth breathing by filtering bacteria, humidifying air, and releasing nitric oxide, which increases oxygen flow to cells by 18%. Mouth breathing triggers fight-or-flight responses and is associated with insomnia, sleep apnea, higher blood pressure, and musculoskeletal issues. Breathing into your entire trunk creates stabilizing pressure around your spine. While many people instinctively hold their breath during exertion, this limits performance. Olympic weightlifter Wes Kitz set an American record after mastering diaphragmatic breathing. Athletes Laird Hamilton and Gabrielle Reese developed underwater breathing exercises, finding that regular exposure to challenging breathing situations improves stress management skills that extend to all areas of life. Our bodies are designed for hip extension, moving our legs behind our midline, but modern life has eliminated this fundamental movement. prolonged sitting shortens tissues in the front of our hips, while activities like cycling reinforce this flexed position. The problem appears as stiffness in the hip capsule, shortened quadriceps, or neurological blind spots where our brain restricts positions we're physically capable of achieving. Limited hip extension creates a cascade of problems. Stiff hip flexors pull on the spine, creating a banana back posture that strains the lower back, restricts breathing, and destabilizes the pelvis. This affects walking mechanics, causing duck walking that stresses knees and ankles and even compromises big toe function. Your glutes, the largest muscles in your body, are crucial for hip extension and pelvic control. Research links glute weakness to knee injuries, chronic lower back pain, and falls in the elderly. The couch stretch, a cornerstone mobility exercise, deliberately positions your hips into extension and works out stiffness in surrounding tissues. This simple practice can dramatically improve hip function when done consistently. Walking counteracts the biomechanical problems caused by prolonged sitting by extending the hips, lengthening shortened tissues, and restoring balance. The impact is significant. A woman walking 8,000 steps daily burns twice the extra calories annually, $101,608, as someone running three times weekly, $51,480. Walking develops resilient feet through loading and sensory input, with foot receptors sending crucial information to the brain for balance and safety. It enhances both blood circulation and lymphatic flow, the latter system depending on muscle contractions to clear cellular waste and circulate immune cells. Just 10 minutes of walking increases creativity by 60% compared to sitting. Despite these benefits, most Americans average only 5,117 steps daily, far below countries like Australia, 9,695, and Japan, 7,168, with lower obesity rates. The recommendation is 8,000 to 10,000 steps daily, with consistency being as important as quantity. Creating a movement-rich environment means integrating more movement into our tech-dependent lives, not abandoning technology. Our bodies need frequent position changes, yet Americans sit 6 to 10 hours daily, with research showing sitting more than 6 hours significantly increases mortality rates. The solution isn't standing all day, but reducing fixed positions through standing desks, frequent breaks, or working at counters. Call center workers with sit-stand desks showed 53% higher productivity after 6 months, and even movement while seated can increase energy expenditure by 20%. Sleep is crucial for recovery, yet 35% of people sleep less than 7 hours nightly, with sleep deficiency linked to 7 of the 15 leading causes of death. When perfect routines aren't possible, follow one principle: never do nothing. Even minimal efforts like kettlebell work or hill walking make a difference. In a world selling wellness in pills and mindfulness in apps, we've forgotten the most powerful medicine, movement. Your body isn't just a brain vehicle. It's why your brain exists. Floor sitting, proper breathing, hip extension, walking, and consistent movement aren't just exercises. They're fundamental patterns that make us human. By restoring these patterns, you're reclaiming the joy of inhabiting a body built to move through this world with grace and power. The revolution begins with a single step, a deeper breath, or simply sitting on the floor.